Shout out to Becky. I don't think she's a Patreon member, but my best friend Becky, she lives in Canada now. She texted me this and said this would be a good story for Lie, Cheat, and Steal. So, this is about, I hadn't heard about this guy, but apparently he's very well known. His name is Jay Shetty. Have you ever heard of him?
Okay. I'm looking him up now. Yeah, life coach guy. I've seen him. I've seen him on Reels and stuff.
Yeah, he's a big social media like Reels dude. He's very good looking. He's handsome and he has very striking blue eyes, which I feel like are we'll talk about it. He appeals to like a very specific type of white person, and I feel like being an Indian guy with blue eyes like is sort of helpful in that, because it's like,
oh yeah, yeah.
There's a certain type of white person who is extremely racist about that, but doesn't realize that they're being racist by being like, wow, amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone with dark skin and light eyes. Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it's like I don't want to credit
it all to that, but like I did notice that, and I was like, there's a certain type of person who thinks that means he's like a god or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's like a sexy mugshot guy? That dude from like 8 years ago? Yeah, yeah. Yep. Like light-skinned black dude with like bright green eyes. Yeah, that dude. Mm-hmm. He was making waves.
Yeah, I mean, this dude, he is very striking looking. He's pretty charismatic. And he's very big on social media. I didn't realize like how sort of big this guy was. So he's like, he has a podcast called On Purpose, which is a pretty good name. Like, that's a fun pun, you know.
Dude, there's something about podcast names that are just like little snippets of phrases and stuff. Like the that shitty men's rights podcast is called At Whatever. That's a great name for a podcast. It's weird that it's about hating women, but like, you know, I don't understand. But yeah, the At Whatever, that's like a great name. It's like, it's, you know, yeah. On Purpose, yeah. It's some shit you already say.
I like it because it's the double meaning, right? So it's like on purpose is a phrase, and also it's on purpose. It's about
pertaining to purpose,
you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of this guy's dude. He's sort of like a pop philosopher type guy. He's on purpose. He's had Michelle Obama, Kim Kardashian, Matt Damon. One of Kobe Bryant's last interviews was on this podcast.
Oh, like, wow.
He gets big people. He's been on Ellen. He's been on Red Table Talk. He's been in a Gap campaign with his wife. He did an interview with Joe Biden about, it was like a one-on-one sit-down interview with Joe Biden about the administration's like mental health initiatives. Like, he is in the ear of like a lot of really, you know, powerful, famous people, and they really like him. So another thing he did that was kind of funny, that the article that I will talk about the article. So this, most of this reporting was sort of broken by this guy, John McDermott, who wrote this article for The Guardian, all about Jay Shetty. And it's interesting because John McDermott was initially introduced to Jay Shetty because he was assigned to write a profile of him in Esquire. And he goes to see him and he's like, this is not, this guy is bullshitting. Like, there's something about this guy that's not right. So he starts looking into it, and Esquire is like, no, we just want a profile. We don't want an investigation. So they never run the article because, like, Esquire runs on like Access, and they were like, we want to put this popular famous guy on the cover. And if you're doing an expose on him, we can't do that. So, so John McDermott is like, fine, whatever. I'm going to keep looking into this guy. And the article that resulted from his investigation came out in The Guardian at the end of February. It's called Uncovering the Higher Truth of Jay Shetty. So if you're interested, that's where a lot of this information comes from. I also listened to a bunch of podcasts and watched a bunch of interviews with McDermott about all this stuff.
That's gonna be so funny. It's just one guy just shows up and like it, like that's so cool. It's like a fantasy thing. You want that to be the case. It's like some dude shows up. It's like, no, I'm gonna tell the truth about this guy.
Yeah,
and you fucked up giving me access. I'll tell you that. You know.
Yeah, we'll talk about sort of how this was able to go on this long. Because it's pretty surprising that this one guy was just the one to do it. Because like, and he seems like he's a very comprehensive investigative reporter, but a lot of the stuff he found, like, it wasn't hard to find, you know? So like, why did no one, you know, why did no one see what was up with this guy before?
Why did no one Google this dude?
Yeah, exactly. One of those. Which, by the way, there was another recent case of that sort of where the woman, I can't remember her name, but she gave the rebuttal to the State of the Union. The like, did you see that video of her where she's like crying and it's so fucking weird?
She's in the kitchen and she has like the like trad wife green dress on.
Yep. Yeah. 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 Yeah, so apparently a story that she tells in that about, I think it's about like a human trafficking victim or something. It was just like, it was just like completely made up. And this reporter who broke the story about it being completely made up is like an unemployed reporter who just like Googled it and posted a TikTok and was like, this is fake. And I read an interview with him and he was like, yeah, I really wish media outlets would fucking pay us to do this work because like, they just let people say things that are not true and they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Man, I know like TikTok has a lot of like like just dumb, unimportant stuff on it. Sure. But I do feel like there's like a dissemination of information out there that like, I don't want to be like a conspiracy theorist. That's why they want to ban it, is because it's like teaching people. But it really is a like video sites like that. I guess you can go to Instagram, or whatever. But it's a place you can go, and where like the people in power are getting dunked on, and you can kind of see, you know, get the truth and get the scoop. And I do appreciate that about those sites.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it is, I agree, it's complicated because, like, I don't like the company that owns TikTok or the company that owns Instagram being able to decide what people can and cannot see and what gets boosted and what doesn't get boosted. On the other hand, I don't trust mainstream media to decide that either because they also aren't doing a good job. So, like, you know.
I guess we just got to do our own research, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. But anyway, so this guy Jay Shetty, he's popping. Another thing that I was gonna say that's very funny about him is he officiated Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's wedding, which is kind of funny. Nice. He's like a friend to the celebs. He got like the highest achievement you can get as like a famous person in Los Angeles. They named a menu item after him at Erewhon, which is like the really fancy LA grocery store.
Yeah.
So you can buy the Jay Shetty Love Potion smoothie, which has rosewater, banana, raspberries, and strawberries. It does sound pretty good. I will say that.
Yeah, it does sound, it sounds dope. Yeah. I had strawberry banana juice for breakfast today, and it was
lovely.
Delightful. Yeah, I really
If only it had been Jay Shetty's, then you would, you know, to a higher plane of consciousness.
Hey, Kath, can we reschedule recording? I've ascended.
You're listening to a preview of a Patreon-only episode of Lie, Cheat, and Steal. Hear the rest of this episode and listen to our extensive back catalog of over 100 Patreon exclusives. Sign up at patreon.com/liecheatandsteal. For $5 a month, you get an ad-free version of our free episodes, as well as a Patreon-only episode every other Thursday. Thanks for listening, and don't get caught.